Hello, this is Miss Suyu, and welcome to The Whole Truth. Hello to everyone out there in listening land. It's Friday, March 24th, 2023, here in the USA. It's been a while since we talked, and I want to open up the aisle and the airways for people like me that are living human beings that deserve more than what others that are so disproportionately concerned about real issues. I'm getting to my question, but it is time out for people that play the race card like they're crazy, as if they are ignorant or newborn babies, when we do not want to stand up and do what we are supposed to do, what our parents try to preach to us, what leaders, ethical leaders, try to enforce. And what do I mean? They try to warn us, teach us, preach to us about this world and what's really going on. We didn't want to listen. We didn't want to be responsible. So now we want to play the race card. And so when we have a responsibility to do what is ethically true, sound, we think that we are so entitled, so special, so arrogant, and we look over the fact that we are supposed to be responsible. We're supposed to do what we are supposed to do. Respect, love, where is it? We don't have the time anymore. We're caught up in the moment, are we? But we want to play the race card. Oh, people are attacking me. People are talking about me. People are out to get me because of my race. When truly, really, look at all of the facts. Look what people are really doing and saying. What do they mean? If I know it's my responsibility to love and respect without prejudice, it's my duty, it's my honor to love and respect. If I feel as though I am so privileged and entitled because of the color of my skin, or I want to use the race card. Oh, people are, they don't like me because of my race. When truly, come on now. I know that I need to stay in my lane. And what do I mean by that? You tell me. I'm listening. And what do I mean? Truly? You really want to know? From my standpoint? If I slap somebody and people chastise me, they correct me, they confront me because I slapped somebody, am I being discriminated against because of my race? No. I know where my lane is. Do you understand? if I failed to render love and respect, and people correct me, they confront me, they show me proof, ethical proof, reasonable proof, that I failed to render love and respect. Now, in certain cases, it's kind of difficult to render love and respect. When someone uses and abuses you, how can you continuously render love and respect? You want to leave people like that alone. But some people try to be intelligent, charming, and you try to reason with them and talk to them, contact them concerning everyday issues, things that just happen, and you believe it's their responsibility to correct the issues or to do what they are technically supposed to do. And when they do not do it, or they fail to do it, is it so appropriate that they start talking about race and how they are disrespected because of their race? Come on. Race has nothing to do with it. The fact that your parents tried to tell you and you were a child, but you didn't listen when you were a child, and you're not listening today. You don't care today because you didn't care years ago when your mama and daddy put you in the corner, quarantined you, or put you on punishment, if you want to put it like that. Yes. Time out. Remember time out? Go to bed. No dessert. No television. You restricted. You cannot go outside and play this week because you failed to do what you were supposed to do. And I know I stumbled on my words, but who cares right now? Who's really looking for faults right now? This is serious now. You want to be an English grammar teacher right now? Go ahead. But that is not why I am here. Oh, but are we still children? We have to sit back and people have to tell us what our responsibilities are over and over and over again when we know it's our position to render love and respect, to do what we are supposed to do. Oh, and then when it all hits the fan, oh, we are so smart as these mature adults, and we say, oh, I didn't know anything about that. I didn't know that happened. Oh, when did that happen? And all of these excuses and denials start popping up. Like when we were children back in the day, when our parents confronted us about our laziness, our attitudes, remember? And we tried to stand up to our mothers and fathers and tell them our side of the story and how we are so much of victims. And we started crying and pouting, and sometimes we'll fall out on the floor and have a tantrum, and sometimes we'll start throwing things. But the truth of the matter is, and realistically, our parents were trying to tell us the same thing over and over again, but we thought we could get by with it. But our parents were born before we were born. So our parents kind of like know what we're heading towards if we don't slow down. And we don't wake up and smell the coffee, but when we don't want to listen to our parents and we want to just go along with the crowd and fit on in with what other people are doing. Yeah, because we feel as though our parents are the ones that are supposed to take care of us. So we're going to allow them to take on our responsibilities and do things for us that we are supposed to be doing for ourselves. But it doesn't work that way in the real world. But when we are adults, we still try to act as if we are children and play on other people's intelligence and think we can get by with being lazy, disrespectful. And we have a messed up world, messed up society right now with a bunch of adults that are supposed to be in position to do what they are supposed to do to make sure that everyone is loved and respected. But we have a colonized pack of individuals that are so politically correct. And then they try to separate certain people like rights and wrongs. Oh, they are so righteous. And those that are not in that clique, in that pack, they're so wrong. And they say it's because people are attacking the black woman or the black man or the whatever race. It doesn't matter. But I'm right now, I'm feeling like this. Sometimes me as a black woman, I feel it from my race. When we don't want to be responsible, when we know that we are supposed to do a job, or we are supposed to render love and respect, we supposed to be responsible. When we fail to do that, we want to tell people we are being discriminated against because of our race. Oh, this is an attack on the black man or woman. Then society starts feeling sorry for us because we're black, and they want to help us because we're black. But the truth is, when we are supposed to render true, respectful, realistic treatment to everyone, regardless, we have our preferential race or people that we want to serve or patronize, and we leave others out as if we're so arrogant and so important. And we go on with our lives and act as if certain people are not in existence. And when we are confronted about our ways, our attitude, we want to blame it on discrimination, or we want to play the race card. We walk around and we walk around and walk around and walk around. We only associate with the privileged and the ones that can do something for us, and those that are not in that circle, we don't want to hear from them. We don't want to associate with them. We don't want to treat them fairly. Are we going to try to discredit them? And if we can, single them out and get away with it, we might do that too. And then when the truth comes out, we want to say, oh, no, it didn't happen that way. Oh, and then we play the race card. Politics, some call it. Then we want to actually label the ones that we offended. The ones that we harmed, ridiculed, mocked, We want to say they are mentally ill and don't know what they're talking about. Because we can play that race card, or we can blame it on race. Oh, it's because I'm black that all of these people are saying these things about me. Well, really? They tell me, look at all the facts. If I don't like someone, I just don't like someone. I don't have to give anybody anything. You had problems before? Those are family problems. I have nothing to do with that. Oh, wow. It's race. It's all about race in this country, in this world. So let's blame the world's problems, all of these problems, on race. Let's just call it race, flat. All across the board, let's just say everything is about race. Well, if we're going to say all of the world's problems, everything that we are confronted with every day is about race, let's just get rid of race all across the board. Then there won't be any more problems. If it's about attack on the black man, if it's about attack on a black woman, let's just get rid of race. There won't be any more problems. There won't be any more attacks. We won't have to come to this conversation again. If it's about race, if it's not about us being responsible, love and respect. If it's not about being ethical, if it's not about true justice, if it's not about equality, it's all about race. Let's get rid of the race. Oh no, I want my children to know about what happened years ago in our history. And we don't want to get rid of the truth and the facts about the civil rights movement and all of that. We want people to know about how the racial crisis affected our race, our people, all across the board. I understand that. We need to know what racism is. I understand that. We need to know when we violate people and how we violate people. We need to understand that we need to be responsible for our racial inequalities that we project. We need to come together and sit down at the table and see where we are racist. Check our own racist attitudes. Check our own racial motivations. And when we get our back up against a wall, when people challenge us and put us in our place, they check us for our racial promotions, using racial slurs, or just copping out. When it's time to be responsible, we want to blame it on race. We need to be responsible, loving, and caring, respectful, all across the board. We harm someone, we hurt someone. Come on. How can people be attacking us because of our race, the color of our skin? If we fail to do a duty, we fail to be responsible, and we didn't want to correct it, how can we blame it on race? We see people hungry, homeless, unemployed, struggling. That's what you want to call it. lost their homes, jobs, whatever. And we're supposed to be responsible to make sure that people are getting what they are supposed to have so they can take care of themselves. Be happy and healthy emotionally, psychologically, mentally, physically. Leave them alone. Let them make their decisions so they can take care of themselves in a realistic way. Instead of us being in the way of them taking care of their needs, what they need to have for themselves to go on with their lives, but we want to take control and do things unethically, irresponsibly, selfishly, arrogantly, and we blame it on race. Oh, people are just saying all these things about me because I am black. I am a Native American or whatever my race is. Oh, it's an attack on me. Oh, gosh, look at me. I am so black. All of these people. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Look at all of the facts. Get down to the root of the problem, and we can see what it really is. It's not always race. In some cases, it is race. It is discrimination. It is racism, but not all the time. It goes back to when we were with our mother. Our father, when they tried to tell us what they experienced and how they handled certain situations. If you wouldn't treat your mother like trash, like an animal, like a parasite, like a sex object, like a tool, like a weapon, like junk. Like a flunky. Like a peasant. Like a slave. Don't treat anyone else like that. Basically, that's what your parents were trying to tell you when you were growing up. But we now want to act like people that are trying to tell us the same things that our parents were trying to tell us, they're racist. Oh, it's because I am black. And we will truly try to get back at people because they voice how they feel about our treatment, our behavior, our attitude. We will deny that we are acting like children, that we are so irresponsible. We need to check ourselves, but it's easier for us to talk about how we are so much victimized. We will get in front of the media and holler, it's an attack on me because I'm black. Dig up all of the facts and hand that to the media. Spread it all out and hand that to the media. I'm not talking about little bits and pieces of the story, but give everything to the media so the media can really put it out there. Don't just tell people. When we're on TV or when we're in public or anywhere, when we're dealing with the media, or any establishment or entity, if you don't have all the facts, let them know you don't have all the facts. But it's so much easier for us to play that race card. Let me tell you, when I know that I've done all that I could do to render love and respect, and I get my feelings hurt, I feel as though I am violated or I was violated, don't you think I have a right to be upset? Oh yes, anybody would. But when we sit back and we don't do what we are supposed to do, we cannot even say I did all that I could do to render love and respect. Oh no, if we do, we sometimes try to play the game, see what we can get over. See how we can deceive people in some cases, not all the time. But when do we stop using the race card? When is it over? When do we start stepping up and say, oh, no, I don't care what people say about my race. I don't care what people promote about my black feminism. I need to take care of me. And when I take care of me, then I believe I can truly render love and respect to all. Have a great day, everyone.